Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And a lot of other networks carrying this as well. A lot of other sports talk networks. This is the Video Game Review. This is the only hour all week where we can just talk video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. So questions, comments, concerns, newbies all the way to hardcore gamers. Let's talk about it. Once again, toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY. P-L-A-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly if you don't call. I don't know. Is that what I meant? Because we are on also not just Sports Byline and streaming along sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. And by the way, any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com, which you will use to win the game that I'll give away in just over a half hour at 40 after, and also which you can win by simply telling me, Rick, give me a cheat code, and that's at the end of the show. SBNationLive.com as we go through that storied franchise as well. Where are my truckers at listening on Sirius XM 211? White Line Fever there. That's the Dan Patrick channel, 211 in progress. See the man. Also, CRN, Digital, Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, your cable provider, 24/7 programming, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the programming. This show, I will give away a brand new game at 40 after, as I always do. As I mentioned, you can use the cheat code to, or you can use the email address to win that as well, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, if you want to call me up, there's a toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. American Forces Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. You're doing a great job. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, all doing great. I'm Rick Tittle. We only got 51 minutes, so let's get it going on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. and thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. The World Video Game Hall of Fame, I think we've all bought in now that it is in Rochester, New York. And on Thursday of this week, they announced 4 new inductees. And making up the class of 2025 are Defender, the arcade game. I can't do the sounds. 1981. Tamagotchi, the digital pet, the keychain thing. Never had it myself. GoldenEye, technically GoldenEye 007, which was, of course, an N64 game. And Quake, which debuted in 1996 with a 3D engine that became, of course, the standard. The other finalists that didn't make it, Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Frogger, Golden Tee, Harvest Moon, Mattel Football, and NBA 2K. Now, Mattel Football is the handheld one. Bloop, 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 bip, 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 bip. I did play that. So, as with any subjective thing such as this, you'd say, well, who got jobbed? Obviously, GoldenEye and Defender should be slam dunks, and they were. Quake, if you think about what it did with its engine, I think is, to me, it's not a must-have, but I get it. Tamagotchi did nothing for me personally. So if I had to pick one, I would put the Mattel Football in there. Now, I know I played the hell out of Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Golden Tee, if you think about the ball that you would roll mostly in bowling alleys and bars, you'd play that there. Frogger, to me, is a classic, but it's not a Hall of Fame game. There's a big difference between that. It's just a classic video game, but it's also not that great. Do you know anybody who said, oh my gosh, my favorite game ever was Frogger? It's like, it's okay. It's not a Harvest Moon, innovative, NBA 2K, no. just no. Age of Empires was very cool. Angry Birds. I'm not into games on phones making it just yet. I think Angry Birds will make it someday. It's just not a first ballot Hall of Famer. It might have to be Andre Dawson and wait to see if every other game was roided up, and then it will get in. We can wait for that. But I mean, Tamagotchi was a very cool idea in the 90s. Care for a virtual pet. And it was a keychain device. You would feed and care for it. And, you know, you'd have little gameplay with it as well. It became an absolute global craze, especially amongst little kids. And in the 90s, I was a grown-up, so I never got into the teeny-weeny little things like that. It was a demographic that had been overlooked by developers, and I think the Tamagotchi people were smart to cash in on the little kids like that. But you know, if you think about GoldenEye, we just take it for granted that FPC games, first person shooters and frames per second, FPS games are just console games. But until GoldenEye, I mean, we had some games, but they were PC games. You know, they were Doom and Spear of Destiny, which of course was Wolfenstein. And they had that four-player split-screen multiplayer, which was just mind-bogglingly horrible if you played it like I did. But it worked. And it is the third best-selling N64 game ever, trailing only Super Mario 64 and Super Mario 64 2. I don't remember that one. This might be wrong. Defender, of course, what an amazing, I mean, just set a new standard for arcade games and difficulty, and just pioneered side-scrolling shooters, but you could actually reverse and go the other way, multi-button controls, save somebody from the ground, save somebody while they're falling. You could thrust, reverse, fire, smart bomb, hyperspace. And it really separated casual players from people who were super into games. And then Quake really raised the bar for those, what we called 3D graphics, but just the atmospheric design in that game. And, you know, that really one of the first MMO, not RPG, but just massively multiplayer online game. And then, as I said, those modding tools, you kickstarted a vibrant community, and people could create their new levels. They could create new games. And so we are now into, I guess, the 11th class, because this Hall of Fame started in 2015. My show is older than the Hall of Fame, but it has recognized 50 games now that have really reshaped the world. And so when I look at some of the other inductees over the years, you know, Ultima, SimCity, Resident Evil, Asteroids, Myst got in last year, and this was a complete crazy brainchild of the Miller brothers, Robin and Rand, back mid-90s. And it was a point and click, more than 2,500. And it was very, it was very hard. But at the end, you got a little postage stamp video. Last of Us went in year before that. Computer Space went in as well. Computer Space, this was a game that played something called Space War back in the 60s. And so it was, I think, Nolan Bushnell played it and no one else. How about Wii Sports? I mean, Wii Sports made it also 2 years ago, and that just was, you know, bundled with your Wii. Ms. Pac-Man, Barbie fashion designer also made it. Can't say I played it, so I can't. I have no credibility talking about it. Civilization, Ocarina of Time, Space Invaders. It goes on and on. But like I said, there's, if you want to look into it, in Rochester, you can see, yeah, Oregon Trail was in there. Oregon Trail was in the first class. Sims, Sonic, original Genesis Sonic, Tetris, Super Mario Brothers on the NES, Pac-Man Arcade, Warcraft, the original. And then, of course, you got Pong and Doom, StarCraft, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, Halo, and Street Fighter 2, some of the original. But so anyway, congratulations to GoldenEye, Tamagotchi, Defender, and Quake. And the most recent of those games is GoldenEye in 1997. So you think you have to wait a long time if you're a ball player. If you're a video game, you really got to wait. It's worth the wait. All right, I'm Rick Settle. We'll take a quick break, and we will get on back on the video game review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. If you'd like to chime in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. That works where my voice is going all over the United States, Canada, Mexico, and every country that's tuned in on the Voice on American Forces radio network as well. Dozens and dozens of countries across the world. All right. You know, we heard these for a while now, the news of these tariffs from President Trump, and however you feel about them, things are going to be a lot more expensive. And so I think we've all been sort of waiting to see when they will hit and what it will mean. When the pre-orders, the first we saw, and all I care about on this show is the video games, how it hits that, because that's what this show is about. I don't think you're tuning in to have me tell you how much the price of apples are, but
Rick, that's exactly why I tuned in.
But we heard a couple weeks ago that Japan was not taking any pre-orders from the United States till they figured out how the tariffs were going to affect them. And of course, they're not in the crosshairs such as China, but still it affects everybody. Well, now with these we're starting to see now more in the last really couple days how it's going to hit the pocketbook video game players, because there have been some massive price rises. And we already know that there are, before all this, that there had been thousands of layoffs in the last year and a lot of shuttering of studios. And we already have the video game performers entering their 10th month of ongoing strikes against their conglomerates. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But the Switch 2, which is coming out this summer, and originally, as I said, delayed the pre-orders, they now claim that the $450 price tag is necessary. And they say that they will not be raising it further, but that the accessories will see a lot of raising. And so a lot of people were trying to get in. Now, remember, the original Switch was $300. This is $100. This is 50% more, obviously. Microsoft has announced that Xbox, if you want to get a game or get a console, the Xbox Series X is going to be now $600 instead of $500. That would be a $100 increase. And it also announced that in the UK, in the European Union, and Australia, that they're going to raise the prices of the Xbox Series X over there as well. They also indicated, did Microsoft, that they're probably going to hike the price up again before the Christmas season, which means accessories such as controllers and headsets and steering wheels, whatever, are all going to go up. So Sony said it was going to raise the recommended retail price of the PlayStation 5 by $100 in the United States. They also said in the EU, Middle East, Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. So while blaming tariffs, the major players in the industry, they're still making money hand over fist. And according to the latest quarterly earnings report from Microsoft, they had $70.07 billion in revenue with a net income of $25.8 billion. That's a 6% increase in their personal computing unit, which includes laptops and Xbox. So the rise in prices really is just one aspect of the state of the industry, with studios closing, some only days after releasing a new game, and others are staying open until a finished game is released, and then that's it. But, I mean, just since the new year, the studios that have been shut down that I can think of, Monolith Productions, Free Jam, Counter Play Games, Toadman Interactive, Fizbin, Midnight Society, Mountaintop Studios, Player First, Volition, Ready at Dawn, London Studio, Pixelopus Games, and then, of course, some of them have been bought up by Netflix or others. We were talking about that. When I say we, I mean me. But the closing of these studios with the layoffs, I mean, Microsoft has announced what they call an undisclosed number of workers being laid off, mostly in the Xbox division. And they say more layoffs are coming. That would mean that just this year, and we're not even halfway through the year, there have been 6 rounds of layoffs at Microsoft already. On May 1st, EA announced that they were laying off, they said, between 300 and 400. Well, that's a big variance. 100 got laid off at Respawn. Of course, that's a studio that gave us Apex Legends, Titanfall, Star Wars Jedi series too. And that's why they canceled the Titanfall series. We'll see if somebody else picks that up, but that's 3 rounds of layoffs at EA so far this year. You look at BioWare, they announced 20 layoffs, and they said they would not require support from this full studio in the next game series. And you know, you say, oh, that's only 20. Well, that's 20 people that had basically their dream job that have to scramble now. So when I went to the Game Developers Conference in March here in San Francisco, and they had a survey, and the developers said the top reason companies have been laying off people is because of declining revenue, which I think is horse hockey. And then 19% said people are being laid off for no reason. Well, there is a reason, because it saves them money. And as all of this is transpiring, you got the SAG-AFTRA, which is Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. They continue to strike, you know, as I said, entering the 10-month, and there've only been a handful of pickets, but you know, on top of this, SAG-AFTRA joined with some other major unions in backing the tariffs and the right-wing trade war policies, because they are presented as defending American jobs. So in a statement, SAG-AFTRA said they support efforts to increase movie, television, and streaming production in the United States. We will continue to advocate for policies that strengthen our competitive position, accelerate economic growth, and create good middle-class jobs for American workers. Well, yeah, most of the jobs were pushed overseas by Americans because they could pay pennies on the dollar. But anyway, getting back to the global gaming industry. In 2024, the global gaming industry generated $184.3 billion in revenue, which was an increase over 2023 by 0.2%. So the same wealthy executives who financed and pledged allegiance and then downsize and still get maximum profits that already dwarfs all the other entertainment industries basically combined. It just shows the deliberate intention of these giant conglomerates really to, I don't want to say use the tariffs as an excuse, because it's a real thing. It's not like they're making it up, but I am not privy to the information. I do not have the knowledge that says this tariff means this cost. The fact that everything has just gone up with those PS5 and Xbox Series X, they go up and even $100 doesn't seem like it would make sense. If you really looked at the tariff, it might say, well, this is going to be, you know, 8%, 19%, 57%. I doubt it would be an even $100. You know what I'm saying? So it's just sort of like, you know what I'm saying? It's just sort of like, they're like, well, it's just, they got tariffs, so let's make everything $100 more. And maybe it's more than that. Maybe they're giving us a huge discount. But this is the kind of thing where, you know, I have yet to meet one person who's fired up over tariffs. And I'm sure there are people out there who are listening saying, oh, it's good for our country and we just got to take the hit and then everything will be fine. And like, okay, well, people who embrace paying more for everything. But as I said, this is a show about video games. So I'm just taking a look at how it is hitting the video game industry. Japan is not China, but they still waited and they said they're still getting affected. And then it's like I said, it's not just the U.S. The prices are getting raised all over the planet, not just in the Western world, but I talked about in the Middle East and Africa and Asia as well. So, yeah, the tariffs, they're starting to trickle down, as they say. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break and we'll get on back on the video game review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, nice to have you with us. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a game. The way you win it is you answer a very simple question to my email address. Second correct answer wins the game, and they're very simple. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com, all one word, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E. And the game is called Creature Keeper. It's for the Switch and the PC. I have it here for the PC. It is developed by Fervor Games and published by Graffiti Games. Here's the blurb. Quote, Creature Keeper is a monster taming game where you fight alongside the creatures you befriended. Learn recipes while adventuring and cook up tasty meals to help your creatures grow in their own special way. And I will give the game away if you can tell me, is there cooking involved in this game or is lacrosse involved in this game? Let me know. Second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. You'll win the PC version, also available on the Switch, of Creature Keeper, developed by Fervor Games and published by Graffiti Games. This is a very anime look to this game. All right, and I'll get to the other brand new releases this week coming up in just a bit. And I know this show, I'm getting it a lot into the business side of things, which is not super exciting to talk about. I do think it's important now and then to talk about the industry. And so even though this sounds like Bloomberg, but I just want to mention, too, that because there was some news last week about this SAG-AFTRA strike for the voice and motion capture performers in video games, they said they made their final offer. The companies did, and as we're getting close to 300 days. And so in a statement provided to Variety, of course, is the big Hollywood industry paper, it says SAG-AFTRA condemns the video games company's move to release the proposal for publication and says its negotiating committee responded to that offer within 72 hours and our own response to the open issues relating to artificial intelligence and that we have received no response to our counteroffer. Well, usually when you have a final offer, you're not going to take a counteroffer. But this strike began July 16th. Yeah. And that was after a year and a half of negotiations. So at this point, the strike hinges on a single issue. And that's SAG-AFTRA's strong concerns regarding consent and compensation for the use of AI replicas. And so the strike applies to specific titles on a case-by-case basis. The major video game companies included in the work stoppage, Activision, Blind Light, Disney, EA, Formosa, Insomniac, Lomna, Take-Two, VoiceWorks, WB. So Variety said that they actually obtained the latest proposal from the companies, which they said they dated April 30th. And that proposal was deemed by the video game industry, as they said, best and last offer. And heading into that round of bargaining, the two sides had a tentative agreement on 24 out of 25 proposals, including a wage increase of 24%. Woo! But that generative AI was just a sticking point. And so to the performers, they feel like that the other 24 things don't really care, that the AI thing is the one that the companies would gladly give up everything else and pay 24% more. But they realize in the long run how much money can be saved simply by using AI actors. So the spokesperson for the Video Game Producers Party to the Interactive Media Agreement, Audrey Cooling, told Variety, "We are hopeful the union will not choose to walk away when we are so close to a deal, and our proposal includes wage increases of over 24% for SAG-AFTRA represented performers in video games, enhanced health and safety protections, industry-leading terms of uses for AI digital replicas in-game, and additional compensations for the use of an actor's performance in other games. This is our last and best offer, and we hope the union will return to the table so we can reach a deal." So SAG-AFTRA, they came back and said, SAG-AFTRA condemns the video games company's attempt to sow confusion in the community by releasing misleading rhetoric about our ongoing negotiations. The statement suggesting that the union would walk away from negotiations on this contract is absurd and the opposite of the truth. It is the employers who have threatened, through back-channel representatives, to move work to foreign countries and recast performers in an unsuccessful effort to intimidate our negotiating committee and membership to capitulate to their demands. It is the employers who have characterized their last counter as their last and best offer. The union has taken no such step. To the contrary, SAG-AFTRA responded to that offer within 72 hours with our own response to open issues relating to artificial intelligence, and we have received no response. All right, so they're supposed to be getting a get together again this week, and I just think it's pretty amazing for when you think about the, I mean, as I said, the agreement negotiations started in October of 2022, and you might remember the writer's strike over a year ago now, and everybody said, okay, now it's over. And it's like, well, it's over except for the video game actors. And they're like, well, we're not really worried. It's like, we're not really worried about them. Like, okay. All right. Let me talk about a video game that I think is pretty interesting. Video games based on TV shows are nothing new, but you might remember a video game adaptation of Gilligan's Island, which was pretty horrifying. There was also a video game based on The Office, which, of course, IMDb says is still the best sitcom of all time, for what it's worth. But other than that, developers have stuck to properties more obviously that lend themselves to video game adaptation. This is why we never got a lot of other games like this. So even if you have a sitcom that's super popular now, like Friends, you got a trivia game, right? Well, now we're finding out that there's going to be a Frasier video game. That's right. Dr. Frasier Crane. And of course, Kelsey Grammer was the guy for 11 seasons, and he came back. It was pretty bad. He came back, I think, last year. I tried to give it a go. Oof is the only way to say it. But, you know, think about his romantic life. Of course, he was at Cheers on Boston, and then he moved to Seattle for his radio show. And Niles and Lilith and Daphne Moon and his dad and everybody else I'm trying to remember from that cast. But the game is called Frasier Fantasy, and it's a mashup of Frasier and Final Fantasy. So Dr. Crane is at the center of a turn-based RPG, and you can play it in your browser. You can play it on your Game Boy Color emulator, or if you still have a Game Boy, you can play that as well. And it was developed by a guy named Edward La Barbera. And he says that he also has a director's cut of the game as well. But what you do is you take control of Frasier, who's planning a dinner party, but has to overcome some obstacles. That the premise alone makes it like an episode of Frasier, but it's the attention to detail, writing, and multiple references. It begins with Frasier, his cherished mother-of-pearl luncheon set, only to find that the grape scissors are gone and that Niles lost them. If this sounds like the worst idea for a video game ever, then you might be right. But if you love Frasier and Final Fantasy, I think you'll like it. And I'll tell you what, the graphics are not impressive. Well, they're not impressive whatsoever. But like I said, you know, in this day and age when we have so many cookie cutter games, I think it's pretty cool. All right, let's take a look at the new releases, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Deedly Do Car 2. It's a racing game for the PC. I like that name. Legacy of Sin, Ill Boding on the PC. Potion Problems, PC and Mac. Project Mist, with an I, on the PC. Art House, PC and Mac. Death End Request, Code Z, PS5, PS4. Duo Q, PC. Gatekeeper, PC. Labyrinth of the Demon King, that's on everything. And that means PS5, PS4, Switch, PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. Palia, an adventure game for the 5 and the X and S. Smoke Break for the PC. That's timely. Omega Crafter for the PC, as is Rogue Worlds, as is Void Sales. Yasha, Legends of the Demon Blade, available for everything except the Xbox One. Interesting. American Arcadia, this is available for everything but the PC. Blacksmith Master on the PC. City Bus Manager, X and S, 1, 5, and 4. Doom the Dark Ages. This is the 5, the PC, and the X and S. Everdream Valley VR. That's for your VR headsets and everybody. Into the Restless Ruins, 5, Switch, X and S, PC. Preserve, all the systems. Tunnels, 2025 on the PC. Capcom Fighting Collection 2, Captain Commando. Switch 4, 1, PC. Culebra and the Souls of Limbo, X and S, PC, and Switch. And finally, Nine Kings on the PC. We will take a quick break and we will come on back with the cheat code. Get on back on the video game review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
Little Super Turrican music there. Thank you for that. And closing out the show in our customary fashion with a cheat code request for an older game. That's right, an older game. This one comes from Washington. Is that your name? It just says from Washington. Could be the state. Could be the capital. It could be our first president. Washington wants to know how you get everything in Super Empire Strikes Back. Speaking of Super Nintendo, and look, that is a classic game, and there's nothing like invincibility, infinite thermal bombs, and yes, I have the code to unlock everything in Super Empire Strikes Back on SNES. Are you ready? This isn't going to be great radio, but here we go. Go to the main screen. Put in ABYX, AB. YX, AB, AB, YX, XY, AB, YX. Boom, you got it. I'll email it to you as well. But once again, go to the main screen and then enter, quote, AB, YX, AB, YX, AB, AB, YX, XY, ABYX, and you will have everything and you will be able to dominate. And if you don't, that's pretty lame, but I'm sure you will. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week, right here on this and all your networks.